He essentially came from almost nowhere. You know, he's relatively unknown in Manx politics to come within 6 votes of gaining a seat in his first attempt at an election was quite an achievement, I think, actually. I think it showed that his message did resonate quite well, I think, with the people of Douglas South. I think he ran a very good campaign. So, yeah, I think Michael did exceptionally well. I think the result shows that there's definitely a feeling down in Douglas South, at least, that there is some benefit in party politics, in being a member or being a supporter of a party, and actually having that unified voice, really, within the House of Keys.
Well, in Michael's campaign, what were the Lib Van policies? I mean, how did Lib Van shine through in his campaign?
What we're trying to do as a party, rather than approach the elections from a kind of UK-style three-line whip party process, because we find actually that doesn't seem to resonate with people on the Isle of Man. People seem to like, and understandably so, they're kind of independent, individually minded candidates, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. So the way the party approached the Douglas South by-election, and hopefully is going to be approaching future elections, is by building on what we did the last time around and building on the work that me and Kate have been doing over the last few years, is to say, actually, we're a party of principle. So we collectively agree on a set of principles, and actually that's what we stand on.
So what are the principles?
So one of the principles that shone through very strongly, I think, in Michael's campaign was about the universal access to healthcare on the Isle of Man. So one of the things that he was very keen on is to make sure that our NHS remains free at the point of use, remains universally accessible, is not means tested, essentially. That is a party principle, that actually our NHS should always be accessible to people, irrespective of your means. And so when it comes down to specific policies, how you might go about delivering that, well, that's up to the individual candidates to decide for themselves.
Does that not create an element of confusion about what Lib Van stands for? Because most people are for the principles like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the other principle that maybe doesn't come through quite as strongly from perhaps other parties, that again Michael made a very big centre point of his campaign, was about the openness and transparency of government. So one of the centre points, I think, of Liberal Venon as a party is to say that whoever is in government needs to be open and transparent and needs to govern in an honest way and be accountable for their decisions, be responsible for their decisions. I think Michael summed it up very neatly in a number of his public statements when he talked about, you know, we've got to keep them honest. It's not quite the language he used.
Does that not sit strangely with you as one of the prominent Lib Van member who's a member of government? I mean, you're in that position of influence and he's outside the tent saying, look at these bad things the government are doing.
No, and that's a fair point, actually. With our system that we have on the island, it is very difficult to build that party responsibility, because you end up with, like in the UK, a government and an opposition. And that's not the way Tim Wood works. I mean, for a while, the party had a minister. You know, Kate was health minister for a short while. I was a backbencher, and I still am a backbencher. And at that point, things were happening in the health service that were affecting my constituents, and I managed to get Tim Wald's committee to investigate the health department over the handling of the endoscopy issue at the Ramsay Hospital. Now you'd think, actually, is that really the right thing to be doing? Saying actually one party member is actually actively campaigning to make sure that their party leader in that instance was being held accountable for their decisions. And that is exactly what the party stands for. It doesn't matter whether you're a party member or not a party member. If you're in there in government, it is up to you to be responsible, and it's up to everyone else to hold you to account. And so that is the party's job. That is our main focus.
You don't think that breeds confusion about what you're all about?
I don't think so, because at the end of the day, it's only about applying the same standards to ourselves as we apply to everybody else. It would be massively hypocritical if we were to get into a position of influence within government and then start saying, oh, I'm not going to talk about that, I'm not going to be open, I'm not going to be transparent, and I'm not going to be accountable to the democratic process.